this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I don't know if today is the day I'm going to climb up on the roof. However, today might be the day that I see a leak from the roof. I have one of the experts here from Quality Roofing Solutions, Ben Murphy. He's the director of marketing, and he is here to tell us all about Quality Roofing Solutions. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Meg. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I kind of like rainy days.
I'm not mad at them, but like you said, it's a challenging day to maybe be up on a roof. But
correct.
That doesn't mean that our team isn't still out there. We're not necessarily handling roof replacements today, but I know that our repair team is, this is actually kind of where they thrive. We were talking just a little bit before of, we're getting a lot of rain with this system that we've got coming through, and now is the time that people are seeing that spot on the ceiling.
Phone's so starting to ring, huh?
You got it.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company. You're not one of those fly-by-nights. You've been here in Pensacola for quite some time. So talk a bit about that and the company itself and some of the services you provide.
Absolutely. You know, for those who aren't aware, Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated roofing contractor. We serve residential and commercial customers all the way from Baldwin County in Alabama through Okaloosa and Walton County to the east of us. We are, again, locally owned and operated. We're actually celebrating our 20th year this year, which is just so exciting. And I know our team is really, really thrilled about being in the community for that long, of course. I've been a part of Quality Roofing for almost 5 years now, and even in the time I've been there, to see the evolution and our growth has been really, really exciting. So, you know, here to answer any questions that our listeners might have. And, you know, again, we're talking about some of those things to be on the lookout for now that we're in that rainy season. And Meg, I hate to say it, but that dreaded H word.
Yes, sir. We're in it. It's time.
And folks, I mean, the hurricane season.
Yes, sir.
That's the H word.
And actually today we've been on a tornado watch as well. So, you know just the weather here occasionally, we just got to be careful.
That's icing on the
cake. Pay attention to this station because we'll be doing regular updates all day long.
That's a good point.
Okay. So if you have a question for Ben, he's our expert here on the Pensacola expert panel this morning, 850-437-1620. So what's a roofing question or concern that you've had, but you've never gotten a straight answer? Why don't you text that question in now? And I would ask you, what are you hearing from homeowners, Ben, over and over again? I bet you there's that one thing and that they say they believe that it just isn't true.
Well, I think the one that I've spoken to it before, but I think a big misconception, and I want to help educate our listeners, is, you know, I'll wait for insurance to take care of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're in storm season, you know, not only are you have to be much more aware of potential fly-by-nights or, you know, out-of-state contractors as they come through, if a storm system comes through, but also, you know, those considerations of, you're going to be waiting along with all your other neighbors for a contractor to get you on the books, hopefully a licensed contractor, but also you're going to be very limited in what supplies are available, what shingle colors are available. I know our timeline right now, it is much different and much quicker than it would be in a post-storm scenario. So,
right,
you know, I encourage our listeners and homeowners to be proactive whenever they can. I actually had an opportunity this past week to ride along with one of our roofing consultants throughout the day and get some time in the field with him, which was really, really fun, Meg, because it was an opportunity to get in front of the customers and you know, listen to what their concerns are. And there was a couple customers where I was almost like a proud papa. I was like, you know, they're, I know our roof's old and it's that time and we just want to be proactive on it. And I had my roof replaced, I think about 3 years ago by Quality. And having that peace of mind when these storm systems are coming through, it's just, it is a game changer. Like, I know that my roof is good. We had our old roof during Sally.
Uh-oh.
And that was, it was kind of nerve wracking.
Scary. You know, it's scary if you don't feel safe. There's
absolutely.
No question about it.
Absolutely.
So how can folks get in touch with you if they're sitting here thinking, well, I don't know. I mean, do you come out and do an inspection or an evaluation for them? And is there a fee for that?
That's a great question. We absolutely do come out and we are happy to do an estimate and inspection for you. There is no charge for that.
That's great.
You know,
and it'd be worth it, if nothing else, for peace of mind.
Absolutely. To, you know, to what you were saying earlier, I'm not one to really hop up on the roof and go inspect it right now. Let an expert come out there. Let mm-hmm. us walk the roof. Sometimes the damage may be on the roof, but you can't see it from the ground.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Someone like me, where if it ain't broke, if I don't fix it, I don't worry about it. And so the thing is, you may not know. You may not be able to see what's happening underneath the shingles or underneath
Absolutely.
Some of the gutters and things like that. And so that's, I'm sure you've had customers like that, and I suspect some of our listeners might have had that situation where they were surprised when they found out
yeah.
that something was wrong.
And again, there can be hidden damage that an inspection can reveal, even, again, by walking the roof, not only visually, but I know that I've had inspectors who are walking along and put a foot down and find a very soft piece of plywood. And, you know, if it starts to bow.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, that means there's probably water damage on that piece of plywood. And mm-hmm. there's an issue going on there. So, again.
Are there things that the homeowner can look for if they are doing a walk around? And right now, actually, they're thinking, well, I don't know. What can you look for just when you're looking up from the ground? What are some signs, telltale signs?
Great
might
question.
Have a problem?
Yeah, and there are a couple of things that are really easy to visually identify and see. One of the big ones is nail pops. And what that looks like from the ground is if you have some shingles that have kind of started to lift up a little bit, like they've got a little bit of a bulge, if you will. What that is that nail that is holding down that piece of plywood underneath has started to back out and is pushing that shingle up. That is going to let water come in, and that can be a sign that there needs to be some decking issues addressed. Additionally, if you're looking up at your roof and you notice that it's kind of got a little bit of a sheen, or it's got some almost like highlights mm-hmm. on the edges of the shingles.
Right.
That's the granules have actually worn away, and you're starting to see that fiberglass underneath shine through.
Oh, that's not good.
I've had James here in the studio with me before, and I love this analogy where he talks about your roof shingles are much like a tire. And as that tread, as that asphalt starts to wear away, you start to see the bands underneath, that mm-hmm. those metal bands on your tires.
Right.
And it's very similar with your shingles, your asphalt shingles. And you can start to see that fiberglass. And what that means for a homeowner is that your shingles are at the end of their lifespan
mm-hmm.
and they need to be replaced.
And is that true too? So I think you've mentioned this before, when you start seeing the shingle, whatever that is, granules.
Yes. Yeah, there you
go. And
you
start to see, I'm learning.
Yeah,
I take notes.
Yeah.
When you
so
see those all over the ground around your house, that's a sign.
Great point as well. If you're seeing them, if you've got a gutter system and you notice there's a lot of sand, I'm using my air quotes, you notice sand in the downspouts or in your gutters, it's not sand, it's the granules of those shingles washing and wearing away. So
right.
again, another visual cue that it may be time for replacement.
We're talking with Ben Murphy this morning with Quality Roofing Solutions. My name is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. He's clearly the expert this morning on roofing. So if you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. So you're doing a good job, Ben, of dispelling some of the myths around roofs. And one of the things that I would like to hear about too is what makes roofers, I'll be honest with you, having gone through Ivan and Sally and all the storm, kind of have a little prejudiced about roofing companies because
Absolutely.
There are so many fly-by-nights. Boy, when we have a storm, you got them all. They come in from all over the world, it seems like. So what can you say about who you are? I mean, the companies are basically the same, same material, same results. So what's the real difference between contractors and what makes you special?
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to showcase quality roofing. And it's something that, as a marketing director, I take very seriously, is, of course, how our customers interact with our brand and their experience with quality roofing. We've been here for 20 years, and we're not going anywhere, which that can be a real concern when a storm comes through and out-of-town contractors are coming through. We're even having some customers that are reaching out to us with post-Sally roofs, mm-hmm. which was 2020,
right.
only 6 years ago.
I know. It's hard to believe.
And they're having issues. They're not able to find the contractor that replaced the roof. I didn't know this until I started in the industry. I guess a common practice and something that has been done by other contractors is they'll change a business name after 3 or 4 years, and that way there's no need to carry over the warranty.
Oh my goodness. That's not illegal. I mean, that seems
it's very shady, and it's just kind of one of those things that people can do. But again, Quality Roofing Solutions, we've been here for the last 20 years. We have a 10-year workmanship warranty on the product that we install. The product we install, CertainTeed, primarily is the shingle manufacturer that we utilize. They have the best, we feel, warranty in the industry. They have a 10-year material warranty on.
Oh, that's good.
On the shingle. So, you know, you've got minimally that peace of mind for 10 years.
That's...
And, you know, a asphalt shingle roof's lifespan is 20 to 25 years. And now, of course, here in Florida, it can be a little bit shorter, and then even the asterisk of what the insurance company deems the life on that roof. But again, a customer knows that they've got that peace of mind, and I would encourage anybody who maybe hasn't heard about Quality Roofing or would love to learn a little bit more about us and also really about our customers' experience. Check out our Google reviews. We're almost at 1,200 Google reviews here in our Pensacola location alone with a 4.9 out of 5 rating.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't know anybody that has a 4.9. That's great.
Well, and
it says a lot.
Thank you. And again, we take that very seriously. We want our customers to have a great experience. Every single one of those reviews is replied to, good or bad. Of course, we want to highlight the great, but if there's an issue, we're absolutely going to address that. And that's the thing that I really admire about our organization, from leadership all the way through production, our team out in the field. It's ensuring that the customer is heard and that their needs are taken care of. That is what we're here for.
We're talking with Ben Murphy, and he is with Quality Roofing Solutions. If you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620. And I would say from talking to you and hearing what you've been talking about this morning, it's not too late. Now is still a good time to take care of your roof. At least have them come out and take a look. And
Absolutely.
So one of the things, too, is I notice here at the bottom of my notes, there is an Attic Breeze promotion.
That is, yes.
So this might be a good time to take advantage of that. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so the Attic Breeze solar fan is a great investment for a homeowner who maybe has already had their roof replaced. You're in the process of looking at a replacement, or you just want to add an upgrade. What it is a solar-powered fan. You don't need to have existing solar. The actual panel is built into the fan itself. And that fan is installed on the attic or on the outside of the roof, but it pulls the heat and the hot air out of that attic.
Mm-hmm.
You have passive or active ventilation, and that passive is the ridge vents and the gable vents, and where kind of think of, well, I cracked the windows of my car, but it's not on. It's just... as the air moves, it moves out of the car. Whereas the active ventilation is, I've put a fan on the outside of my car, and I'm pulling that heat out of the inside of the car. So that's what it's doing for your attic. And what that can help do as a homeowner, it can help extend the life of your roof because you're putting less stress on the decking. There's less heat that can affect, again, the decking, the nails, and ultimately the shingles from the backside. It can help extend the lifespan of your air conditioner, because the air conditioner is having to do a bit less work in terms of maybe competing with that attic. So there's some really great benefits available with that. And we're running a promotion right now, $250 off of any Attic Breeze solar fan installation.
That's very helpful. That's great.
Yeah. And they start about $1,500. So again, it's a bit of an investment, but again, you're investing in that, and you should be able to hopefully see that back as with energy savings as well, especially over the summer here.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it really can add up.
What's the number to call if you want to take advantage of that promotion, or maybe set up a time to have someone come out and do an inspection or an estimate?
Great question, Meg. Get in touch with our team. We'd love to help you out any way we can. 850-788-7691. Or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We've got a lot of great resources on there. We also, again, have a team that is available by phone to answer any questions you might have. And I love the little nugget you dropped there, Meg, in that we're going to schedule an appointment with you. We're not going to just tell you we're going to call you back in a couple days or when somebody's available. We're going to figure out a time that's convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And make a scheduled appointment, because we value our customers' time, and nothing is more frustrating. Again, coming from the marketing side, like, these are the things that I love that our team is able to convey and work on. Nothing is more frustrating than the utility company or the contractor says, all right, I'll be there between 7 and 3. Man, I got stuff to do. I got work.
That's
like,
right. That's right.
You know, those kinds of things can be a challenge. So we are happy to schedule a time when it's convenient for the homeowners to be there, talk you through it. And again, we will go out on site. It's not just sending you a digital estimate, because it's important for our inspector to look at the roof, look at nuances that may not be available by just doing a Google Maps overview of the roof.
Well,
right?
And you've said that you have your own crews, and so you're not getting, it's not like a how do you servicing it out kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, and we do. So we have some in-house crews, and we do utilize some subcontractor crews.
Mm-hmm.
We've got in-house commercial repair, warranty, gutter division, and then we've got a roof replacement team that has been with. I've got a few of them, crews that have been with us for many, many years. They understand the standard that we expect. We say that code, Florida code, is our baseline, mm-hmm. and then we have the quality standard. So not only doing what is up to code, but we've got things like our triple nail sweep. We've got an on-site representative to help answer any customer's questions. So there's some things that quality does that are a little bit different.
Okay, we had a text that just came in from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620. Are you able to help financially? And if not, do you know of other resources where I could get some help? Also, second question, how long does it take to have a roof put on?
Great question. Absolutely.
So it's two different things.
I got a twofer.
And really quickly, some folks have been calling in, and I just want to apologize up front. I think it might be the weather, but we're having an issue with our phone line. I'm not disconnecting you. The phone is doing it on its own.
No.
So I apologize. So please shoot me a text, and we'll get your question on the air.
All right. Okay. So the financing assistance, we've got some resources available. Again, you can check out qualityroofingsolutions.com, or one of our team members can help guide you to a couple of those different options. Another resource that may be great for you, and I've mentioned this one before, would be my Safe Florida Home. They've got a program going on. The state's got a program where they can help offset some of that cost. I'm not sure the timeline on what that is right now, but that can be a great resource to help, again, kind of offset that cost. And then another consideration with that that homeowners might not be aware of is, while there is that investment into a roof replacement, you may very well realize that you have more savings with your insurance being reduced because of the savings of a new roof. So when I had my roof replaced, I was paying about $4,800 a month, and then I went to $2,400 a month, a year.
Okay. Ooh,
a month, that would have been terrifying.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, so that can really help on that side.
That makes a lot of sense. And a lot of folks, someone just sent in another text. We've heard this before about that insurance letter, and
yes.
You've touched on it, but can you kind of clarify what maybe the steps you should take when you get that letter?
Absolutely. And I also, for our first question, an average roof replacement.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Depending on the municipality, because sometimes permitting can kind of hold it up, but typically 2 to 3 weeks is what we see from like permit signing, mm-hmm. coming into the office to getting a team out there. We use a hashtag weather permitting. So understanding that, you know, days like this may
However,
adjust it.
Make the calls today and get the process started.
That's right.
So, but when I first heard you said that, I always think it's going to take months.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
take that long.
Absolutely. And we understand. So, and that's a great segue for that dreaded insurance letter, mm-hmm. because sometimes the insurance company says, hey, we're giving you 30 days and
right.
you know, your back's against a wall,
mm-hmm.
and our team is used to those situations. So, be as proactive as you can. We'd love to help you out, get in touch with our team, get an estimator out there. Let's take a look at that roof. If there is still life in that roof, we can also do an insurance inspection. What that is the estimator will produce a report, an inspection report, and if there's life left in that roof, you can send that report to your insurance company, and that often will satisfy their
need. Well,
that's
good to know. Yeah,
so
of course.
So if you're like, hey, man, I still got a couple of years left.
Mm-hmm. Take the pressure off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So a couple different options for you there. Get in touch with our team, 850-788-7691. Or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com and get in touch with us. We'd love to schedule an appointment with you and help you out.
Okay, we're talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. At the beginning of the show, we were talking a bit about some things you can look for. So it is raining. It's going to be raining the next couple of days, most likely. This is a good time to kind of do a walk around of your house, get the umbrella.
Yep.
But check those gutters. What are some of the things to kind of, from visually, to say, maybe I should have them come out?
Well,
what can you do preemptively?
Yeah, absolutely. If you can, I know it's not ideal when it's raining like this, but avoiding having debris, leaves, pine straw. I get a lot of pine needles up on my roof. Avoiding having those collect in the valleys can be really beneficial, because if that water is damming up, if it's pooling and mm-hmm. it's backing up, it can back up into the attic there.
Well, you've said before, around the chimney.
That's a big one too,
mm-hmm.
right? And we know the flashing is a big one. So making sure that you're keeping an eye on that. Days like this, or I guess weeks like this, where we do have multiple days of rain, it can be good to identify a leak, because, okay, maybe I'm starting to see that spot on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That means that there's been something
yeah.
going on for a little while. So definitely want to make sure you get that checked out.
It doesn't cost anything to do a walk through the house, because there's rooms, you know, a lot of people,
yep.
the kids have gone off to college, and
yep.
so those rooms aren't being used. And then you walk in there and you see that brown spot on the ceiling.
That's right.
Garages too, those kinds of things. So take that time and just do kind of your own little inspection.
And a common failure point, even if a roof is maybe only 4 or 5 years old, can be those exhaust vents, those pipe boots, which are kind of that rubber boot that around your bathrooms and your kitchens,
mm-hmm.
where it can exhaust that. That sun bakes down on those rubber grommets and it breaks down. And now to that point, that water may be entering through there, but
oh.
it may be running along the attic and dripping down somewhere completely different. So do a visual walk around, check it out.
All right, we've got just a couple seconds. I had a quick question just came in. I had my roof replaced in 2024. My insurance company says that I'd have to have my policy requoted and that my premium would not necessarily go down. Any thoughts?
I would
call you.
Yeah, get in touch with our team.
Call them directly.
Yeah, or get in touch with your insurance agent as well, because they should be able to help you out and make sure that you're providing the right documentation.
Okay.
To take advantage of that discount.
Yeah, call Ben at 850-788-7691.
788-7691 or visit Quality Roofing Solutions. Meg, I hope you have a quality day.
You too. Thank you so much, Ben.